76, 77.
Right down to early 80s, I would imagine.
Was a very creative
player. Was very creative. And then, of course, a lot of music went away and away and away.
Thank you. Wake up!
This is Health on Earth.
Salud en la tierra.
Dinyan en salve.
It's the heart in Adam.
Briut faulam.
Pour la santé sur la terre.
Gesund in Belt.
Yunhong es aigai.
Afianzuri duniani.
Saúj para todo mundo.
Man quaet en daidak nai.
Brikiri monte shuri ne jokno.
Salamat dar jahon.
Zavash is verodi.
Tien kan le shijie.
Apomudin wa asaseso.
Strovye na jen.
La salute su terra.
Health on Earth.
Welcome to Health on Earth at CKUT 9.3 FM. Today, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided an update in Ottawa on the federal government's response to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. He was joined virtually by Federal Minister Patty Haju of Health and Anita Anand of Public Service and Procurement, as well as Dr. Teresa Tam. They talked about the distributions of vaccines like Moderna and AstraZeneca, as well as answered a few questions asked by journalists. Here's what they had to say.
Bonjour à tous. Hello, everyone. Je suis très heureux d'être ici ce matin avec les ministres Haidu et Anand, ainsi qu'avec la Dr. Tam et le Dr. Niu. We have a lot of ground to cover this morning, so let's get right into it. I'll begin with vaccines. This morning, I visited the vaccination clinic at the Nepean Sportsplex here in Ottawa. It was great to see more and more people getting vaccinated. People were in a good mood. A lot of folks were there with their elderly parents. Everyone was chatty and focused, but quite frankly, it was the amazing volunteers who were working so hard who really encouraged us all, and we saw smiles on everyone's faces. I also had the chance to chat with a few of the many healthcare workers who are part of this vaccination effort. They're all doing an incredible job during this really tough time. My job as a politician is usually go around shaking hands, so that wasn't the challenge that we got to do. There was a number of older folks who I needed to remind that an elbow bump is the way we do it. But we're all figuring out how to navigate through this, and the fact that so many people are getting vaccinated.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Is a really good thing. Our frontline workers have given up a lot to stay safe. Last week, I spoke to nurses from the Victoria General Hospital in Winnipeg. They shared what this past year has been like, caring for isolated patients in serious situations, sometimes being their only point of contact and holding an iPad or holding their hands through a window while family members watch through a window. It was incredibly difficult, incredibly challenging for healthcare workers across the country. Even more so when it comes to the fears that on returning home, they might be bringing home this disease to their families. It's been incredibly stressful, but they continue to step up every single day, and all of us need to make sure we're doing the best we can to keep them from getting overwhelmed and overloaded with new cases. But everything they do makes them the heroes of this pandemic. Présentement, notre plus grande priorité est de faire en sorte que le plus de Canadiens possible puissent être vaccinés le plus rapidement possible. Et on travaille sans relâche pour y arriver. À ce jour, on a livré plus de 6 millions de doses de vaccins aux provinces et aux territoires. Cette semaine, on va recevoir nos plus importantes livraisons jusqu'à maintenant avec 3,2 millions de doses. Ça inclut les livraisons prévues de Pfizer et de Moderna, ainsi que les 1,5 million de doses du vaccin AstraZeneca qu'on va recevoir aujourd'hui de la part des États-Unis. As we've been saying for months, and as we've been planning with the provinces and territories since last year, the end of March will be followed by an increase in vaccine supply. We now have handily exceeded our promised target of 6 million doses delivered before April. And this week, we begin our ramp-up phase. Throughout April and May, 1 million doses a week are scheduled to arrive from Pfizer alone, plus Moderna, plus AstraZeneca. And for June, we have good news to share this morning. Pfizer has now confirmed that they will be moving up 5 million doses from later in the summer into June. That'll bring our total from 4.6 million to 9.6 million doses for that month alone. Of course, that's in addition to the other doses of the Moderna and AstraZeneca vaccines that we'll also get. A lot of doses being delivered means a lot of people who are able to get their shot. If you haven't had your vaccine already, it might be your turn or a family member's turn soon. If you want to learn more about vaccine safety and effectiveness, there'll be a Facebook Live event tomorrow where Dr. Tam, Dr. New, and other experts will answer Canadians' questions directly. To attend or get more information, go to the Healthy Canadians Facebook page. Today, I also want to talk about where we are with the virus and what that means going forward. In some places, cases of COVID-19 are holding steady or even going down. And especially in long-term care homes, vaccination seems to be making a real difference in protecting people from outbreaks. That said, hospitalizations from COVID-19 remain high, and case numbers are going up in many regions here in Canada and around the world. Variants of concern, which can spread more easily and make people even sicker, are increasing quickly. In BC, where the number of cases had been under control, they're now having to put in place new restrictions for the next 3 weeks. I want to extend my full support to Premier Horgan and to all premiers across the country as they make tough decisions to keep people safe. As we have since day one, the federal government will have their backs and do whatever it takes to save lives, to protect our frontline workers, and to support jobs and businesses until we get through this. As we rebuild from this pandemic, we have to make sure no one gets left behind. Yesterday, Ministers McKenna and Molseff announced $250 million for transit in rural and remote communities. This fund is part of the unprecedented public transit investment we announced last month, and it is the first federal fund dedicated to rural transit. This is part of our job to create jobs and fight climate change. It's also about building more inclusive communities where seniors can get to their doctor's appointments and where people of every age can get the services they need. Before I end today, I want to say a few words about Easter and Passover. Again this year, we won't have the kinds of celebrations we were all hoping for because we just can't afford to let our guard down. I know I've said the same thing before every major holiday over the past year, but this time, what's different is that even if the end of the pandemic is in sight, the variants mean the situation is even more serious. We're entering the final stretch of this crisis. We just need to stay strong a little longer. More and more vaccine doses are coming every week, so there's reason to be hopeful. So please, keep yourself and your loved ones safe. Now is not the time to travel. Avoid gatherings and parties, and continue to keep your distance. I know it's not easy, but together we will get through this. Merci. Je suis maintenant heureux de passer la parole à la ministre Anand. Anita.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. By the end of this week, Canada will have received approximately 9.5 million doses of approved vaccines from three manufacturers: Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. This is well ahead of the 6 million doses that we had originally projected for the first quarter of this year, with 3.2 million doses arriving this week. The work to accelerate the delivery of doses continues every day. Comme le Premier ministre vient de l'annoncer, Pfizer-BioNTech accélère encore une fois les livraisons au Canada avec l'arrivée de 5 millions de doses supplémentaires en juin Le Canada recevra au moins 1 million de doses du vaccin de Pfizer-BioNTech chaque semaine d'ici la fin du mois de mai. Et en juin, ce sera 2 millions de doses par semaine, chaque semaine. As the Prime Minister just announced, Pfizer-BioNTech is again accelerating deliveries to Canada, with an additional 5 million doses arriving in June. Canada will receive at least 1 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine every week from now until the end of May. And in June, that will be 2 million doses a week every week. Canada was among the very first countries in the world to sign a deal with Pfizer, and we have worked constructively with the company and all suppliers in order to ensure a stable supply of vaccines for our country. Originally, we had contemplated approximately 8 million Pfizer doses in the second quarter alone. And now, due to successive negotiations with the company, we are set to receive close to 18 million doses of Pfizer by the end of June. This means millions more additional doses available to be administered to Canadians by the first days of summer. We said that when vaccines were ready, Canada would be ready. And we are, with a diversified portfolio of vaccines. This is why, in addition to the accelerated Pfizer doses, 1.5 million doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine were loaded onto trucks this morning in the United States and are en route to Canada as we speak. We also expect 4.4 million additional doses of AstraZeneca before the end of June. Combined across the currently approved vaccines, Canada is now on track to receive at least 44 million doses of vaccine by the end of June, and very well on the way to having more than enough to ensure that every Canadian who wishes to be vaccinated can be fully vaccinated by the end of the summer. Bien qu'il s'agisse d'une excellente nouvelle, cela ne signifie pas que notre gouvernement ralentit ses efforts pour accélérer la livraison de doses chaque fois que cela est possible. Et nous poursuivons notre travail, tout comme chaque Canadien et Canadienne, de rester vigilante et de continuer à suivre les consignes de santé publique. The Government of Canada will continue to bring vaccines into this country while managing the inherent volatility in global supply chains for this product. We will see through this challenge together. Merci beaucoup, Meg Wetch. Thank you.
And we'll turn it over to Dr. Tam.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Today we'll touch on the recent safety signal associated with the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine in adults under 55 years of age. But first, we'll begin with an update on the current numbers and trends. COVID-19 activity has been steadily increasing for several weeks, with a rising number and proportion of more contagious variants driving epidemic growth in many areas. To date, over 970,000 cases of COVID-19, including 22,900 deaths, have been reported across Canada. Over the past week, there have been an average of over 4,600 new cases and 26 deaths reported daily. The ongoing increase in infection rates is now playing out in our hospitals, with rising trends in severe and critical illnesses placing renewed strain on the health system. Over the past week, an average of over 2,200 people with COVID-19 were being treated in our hospitals each day, representing a 6% increase over last week. Over 660 of these people were being treated in intensive care units, which is 14% higher than last week. Most concerning is the continued increase in number and proportion of variants of concern that spread more easily and increase the risk of severe illness outcomes. Over the past week, there has been a 64% increase in new variant cases. To date, over 9,000 variants of concern cases have been reported across Canada, with the B117 variant accounting for over 90%. New variant case numbers represent the tip of the iceberg, as there are thousands more cases that have screened positive for problematic mutations. Yesterday, Health Canada issued a statement in relation to new data on additional cases of a rare type of blood clot known as vaccine-induced prothrombotic immune thrombocytopenia, or VIPIT, which occurred following the administration of the AstraZeneca vaccine in several European countries. To date, no cases of VIPIT has been reported in Canada. Nevertheless, as the data on these additional cases could change the risk-benefit assessment, Health Canada, as regulator, has put in place additional terms and conditions on the authorization of AstraZeneca vaccine in Canada. In the interim, Canada's National Advisory Committee on Immunization has recommended to pause the use of AstraZeneca vaccine for people aged under 55 years, pending a full risk assessment by Health Canada. Chief Medical Officers of Health have considered NACI's recommendations and have issued a statement outlining a unified decision to take this precautionary measure. I know that this is another difficult development in the seemingly never-ending twists and turns of this pandemic, but there is a point of grace. I couldn't have said it better, so I would just like to quote Dr. Menaka Pai, Associate Professor of Hematology and Thromboembolism at McMaster University, who notes, "Strong global vaccine safety surveillance rapidly picked up this rare and serious adverse event. Collegiality, academic rigor, transparency, and medical science will help us manage it. As spring begins, warmer weather and as important religious observations such as Passover, Easter, Vaisakhi, and Ramadan are upon us. We too must do our best and remember our duty to protect one another. COVID-19 activity levels are different depending on where you are in Canada, but there is a risk of introduction and rapid acceleration of cases everywhere. Please continue to follow local public health recommendations, stick to safer ways we've learned to celebrate during COVID-19, and save gatherings for a better time in the future. Despite the hurdles, we are getting closer every day, and we're stronger and more united for it. Thank you."
Yeah, good morning, sir. I'm wondering, with the system that we have now in which Health Canada approves vaccines and then NACI makes recommendations, in this case of the AstraZeneca vaccine, it seems to be sowing some confusion and some hesitancy, having Health Canada say a vaccine is safe for all groups, but then having NACI say that it should only be used for people over the age of 55. I'm wondering if you think fundamentally the structure maybe isn't fit for a pandemic, even if it works during normal times.
I think what we saw yesterday, Ryan, was all the different levels of organizations of experts coming together, whether it was public health officials across the country coming out with a coordinated statement, or Health Canada and NACI working together to ensure that there is coordination in the messages. Look, I understand how challenging this can be for Canadians. The science is evolving as we get more and more data. Experts are refining and shifting their recommendations. Canadians need to know that every step of the way, there is one thing driving all these experts, and that is keeping Canadians safe and getting through this pandemic as quickly as possible. That is the underlying element to every recommendation, to every decision that is put out there. And I can tell you that the work that is being done is extraordinary, not just here in Canada, but coordinating with people around the world. The bottom line for Canadians is the right vaccine for you to take is the very first vaccine that you are offered. The more we get Canadians vaccinated quickly and safely, the quicker we'll be able to get back to a semblance of normality. And with the variants that are more severe and more transmissible increasing around the population, we need to make sure we're doing everything we can to get through this.
Follow up, Ryan?
Yeah, so just as a follow-up, on the issue of vaccine hesitancy overall, you know, we've seen reports that in some long-term care facilities, only 60 or 70% of the staff are taking the vaccine. Toronto actually had to put a big push to get people into vaccine appointments last week. Are you concerned now that we have this flood of vaccines coming, are you concerned about hesitancy and about not getting people to take them quickly enough to end the pandemic?
I think it's certainly something that is on our mind. We know that the way to get through this is to get as many people as possible vaccinated, and that's certainly our focus. But we're seeing, as I saw this morning at the vaccine clinic here in Nepean, people are positive and enthusiastic about getting vaccinated, and I think people understand that the way to protect us all is for people to get vaccinated. But maybe I'll turn to Dr. Tam for the thoughts on your first question and on the hesitancy question. Teresa.
Yes. On the first question, there are different roles for the different groups, but as the Prime Minister said, we worked lockstep, each playing its role. So Health Canada, being the regulator, triggered a signal to the manufacturer to say, we need more data. We need it to be broken down by age and sex to look for this more serious and rare side effect that is being seen following immunization, even though we haven't seen it yet in Canada. With that, while the data is being gathered, we amass experts from Canada, but also had experts from Germany providing with their firsthand interpretation of what this clotting with low platelets entity is like and some of the underlying scientific explanations. With that, the National Advisory Committee on Immunization looked into that and said, you know, while we're waiting for this information and more information to come, we've seen enough of the science, but also what we've seen already coming out of the European countries to say, take the precautionary approach. And given the data that we've seen, where most of these rare cases occur in the under 55s, that's the recommendation they have provided to pause offering the AstraZeneca vaccine for this age group for now. And then all the chief medical officers got together, having heard all of this as well, and made a unified position to take this precautionary approach. So that's how that all worked together. But all of it had to be done really quickly. And so I think you've seen that at play yesterday, to take the precautionary approach to keep Canadians as safe as possible while offering a safe and effective vaccine.
Thank you. Next question, operator.
CBC, is it possible to say at this point what impact these new restrictions on AstraZeneca are going to have on the overall vaccine rollout? And I guess the longer these restrictions stay in place, is that going to compound whatever impact there is?
I'll turn to Minister Anand, but I can say that our portfolio of vaccines was, from the very beginning, as we've seen, extremely heavily weighted towards Moderna and Pfizer. The fact that we are getting a million Pfizer doses every single week over the coming weeks, rising to 2 million a week for the month of June. The fact that the target of 6 million doses for Canadians by the end of March, by right now, was based on Pfizer and Moderna alone, means that we are still in very good situation. But of course, we want to get more doses of more varied vaccines, and ensuring the continued delivery of those doses rapidly, including the AstraZeneca doses to as many Canadians as possible in the coming months, continues to be our priority. Anita, to follow up on that.
Thanks, Prime Minister. Just to build on that, the advice of the Vaccine Task Force, of course, was to procure vaccines from 7 leading vaccine manufacturers. And the minimum amount of doses was 20 million for every 2-shot vaccine and 10 million for J&J. But in addition to that, we exercised options to purchase additional Moderna and Pfizer doses. So as the Prime Minister said, we are heavily weighted on Moderna and Pfizer as a result of exercising those options. We have 44 million doses of Moderna coming to Canada overall and 40 million doses of Pfizer coming to Canada overall. And as you're aware, 22 million doses of AstraZeneca. So we are continuing to exercise and see the benefits of a diversified portfolio of vaccines. Yes, we are heavily weighted on Moderna and Pfizer at the current time, but what we use as our baseline is the approval of Health Canada. Once a vaccine is approved by Health Canada, it is safe and effective, and from a procurement standpoint, that means all systems are go to bring those vaccines into the country, which is exactly what PSPC does every single day. Thank you.
Glenn McGregor, CTV News. Prime Minister, 2 weeks ago, we had heard reports about blood clotting issues with the AstraZeneca vaccine, yet you came out and assured Canadians that it was safe, and you encouraged them to go get it if it was offered to them. Now we know that there are concerns about this in younger people. Was it a mistake for you to do that? And do you think will that change the way you give advice about vaccines in future? And finally, what would you say to the Canadians who, based on your advice 2 weeks ago, went out and had that AstraZeneca shot?
The advice given by health professionals, the advice that I gave, was that the right vaccine for you is the very first vaccine that is offered. And Health Canada continues to ensure the safety and effectiveness of any vaccine administered in Canada. As we've seen over the past number of weeks, there are different recommendations and limitations given in as the science evolves. But every step of the way, the recommendations that Health Canada makes and that I and other politicians pass along, because none of us are vaccine experts, but we are there to help amplify the messages by Health Canada that vaccines are safe and effective, and that everyone needs to get vaccinated with whatever vaccine is offered to them as quickly as possible. But I will turn to Teresa for follow-up on that.
Yes, so the advice on any medication or vaccine can evolve over time, and I think Canadians should be reassured that we have systems in place to detect safety signals and then analyze them. As I've said in my opening remarks, it's actually been quite a remarkable feat of international collaboration and science to try and sort out the initial reports. And I think the change in advice has been because there is now more information and that was made available. And still, even if the events were rare, while things are being worked out, that's the balance of risk and benefit was sort of examined. And that was the position and the advice that Health Canada and the National Advisory Committee on Immunization had provided. Every medication or vaccine can come with rare side effects, which will not be picked up until many millions of people might receive the vaccine. The initial clinical trial with tens of thousands will not pick up rare events. So I think the important thing, I think, to emphasize to everyone is that we have systems and checks and balances in place. But please do remember that over the course of the administration of the vaccine to many millions of people in the world, if there should be any new signals, we will be communicating that after a thorough examination. But science will continue to evolve in this space. On those over 55 years of age and over, the balance of risk and benefit is such that, you know, The impact of COVID is much more serious in the older age groups, and that's the concern. We have a rising third resurgence, and with an acceleration of cases and with the serious outcomes in older populations, when compared to a relatively rare event, that's how NACI made its recommendation as well. And as Minister Nan and the Prime Minister have stressed, we do also have a fundamental base of mRNA.
¿Vacunas COVID-19 y usted?
¿Cómo sé que las vacunas COVID-19 son seguras?
Cuando algo es nuevo, es normal tener preguntas. Queremos que sepa que Health Canada solamente autoriza vacunas que son seguras, efectivas y de la más alta calidad. Canadá es reconocido a nivel mundial por sus altos estándares y su riguroso proceso de revisión de vacunas. Obtenga más información sobre las vacunas COVID-19 en canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. Un mensaje del Gobierno de Canadá.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king and perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind.